George March had written another book. It was a large tome, the cover featuring an old Dutch oil painting of a young handmaiden touching her neck modestly. Mrs. March passed a rather impressive pyramid of hardcovers in the window of one of their neighborhood bookstores. Soon to be heralded as George March's magnum opus, the book was, unbeknownst to her, already creeping its way onto all the bestseller and book club lists, selling out in even the less transited bookshops, and inspiring enthusiastic recommendations among friends. "Have you read George March's new book?" was now the latest cocktail party conversation starter. She was on her way to her favorite patisserie, a lovely little place with a red awning and a whitewashed bench in front. The day was chilly, but not unbearably so, and Mrs. March took her time, admiring the now barren trees lining the streets, the velvet poinsettias bookending storefronts, the lives on display through the townhouse windows. When she reached the pastry shop, she glanced at her reflection in the glass door before pushing it open and stepping inside, the bell overhead tinkling to announce her arrival. She was immediately flushed by the hot breaths and clammy bodies within, mingled with the heat of the ovens in the kitchen. A generous queue had formed at the counter, snaking around the few scattered tables occupied by couples and convivial businessmen, all having coffee or breakfast, indifferent to their own loudness. Mrs. March's pulse quickened with the telltale excitement and wariness that always manifested right before she interacted with others. She joined the line, smiling at the strangers around her, and pulled off her kidskin gloves. A Christmas gift from George 2 years earlier, they were a very distinct color for gloves, a sort of mint green. She would never have picked that color out, not once believing she could pull such a thing off, but she thrilled at the fantasy that strangers, when they saw her wearing them, would assume her to be the kind of carefree, confident woman who would have selected such a bold color for herself. George had purchased the gloves at Bloomingdale's, which never ceased to impress her. She'd pictured George at the glove counter, bantering with fawning saleswomen, not in the least embarrassed to be shopping in the women's department. She had once attempted to buy some lingerie at Bloomingdale's. That particular summer day had been sweltering, her shirt sticking to her back and her sandals to the pavement. Sweat seemed to ooze from the very sidewalks. In the middle of a workday, Bloomingdale's mostly attracted well-to-do housewives, women who approached the clothing racks languidly, pastel pink smiles smeared over frowning lips, looking as if they didn't really want to be there, but, oh, there was just no way around it. What could one do, really, but try on some clothes and perhaps buy a few? This type of energy proved more intimidating for Mrs. March than the one that pervaded the store in the evenings, when working women threw themselves at the racks with absolutely no grace or dignity, flipping swiftly through the hangers and not caring to pick up the clothes that slid to the floor.